I dictation for Margaret Watts, MARGARETWAT, like Tom, T like Tom, S. Date of birth 6/25/47. Date of accident 9/7/2022. Date of service is 3/1/2023. The patient is here subsequent to an alleged accident as a driver, where she was hit T-bone on the passenger side, leading to some headaches, nightmares, sleepwalking, as well as pain in the lower back and some in the neck, with occasional radiation to the right arm, to the right thumb, and pain in the right knee and right ankle. The patient has been referred to podiatrist for treatment for the ankle issues, and lidocaine gel was provided to her along with back brace and knee brace. Currently, she reports today that she's suffering from pain in the shoulder around 5, and she can lift up to 90 degrees of shoulder. Pain in the right knee is 4. Pain in the neck and the lower back is 5. And some shooting pain to the right arm and right leg is reported. Overall pain is between 2 to 6, and pain The ADLs are affected, less than 6, nothing significant. She is actually working at this time. 50% relief has been obtained. System review, patient reports of headaches, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, sleepwalking, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, nightmares, chronic fatigue and anxiety in neurologist's side. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, difficulty walking. In the GI, constipation, digestive problems, and difficulty swallowing is reported. In the GU, painful urination. In the respiratory, shortness of breath is reported. Changes in the pain level, very little, it's the same. And there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 178/87, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is at 1/27/2023. Dictation number is 0201-007. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week. On the affected area, which is neck, mid back, lower back, hip, knee, and wrist, and the ankle and shoulder, and with traction massage and massage per week, she's released to back to work at as she's already working, she still is provided with the case management. The patient has been provided with the following medications to help her, which is Mobic 30 milligrams. 15 milligrams, a day. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day. Wellbutrin for mood. Xanax for anxiety. And Lyrica for pain relief. Hopefully this will bring some relief to her. And we'll continue watching her. And if pains continue, we may do an MRI to identify her issue. She is released to a full duty on 1/23/2023. Thank you.